Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a historic move, a former chief executive of an internet giant is set to become the prime minister of a major Asian economy, sending a clear signal about the importance of artificial intelligence and the digital economy in national competitiveness. What makes this significant is that South Korean President Lee Jae-myung has nominated Ha Seong-suk, the former chief executive of internet giant Naver and the incumbent minister for SMEs and startups, as the country's next prime minister. Her nomination, subject to a National Assembly confirmation hearing, would make her South Korea's second woman prime minister. But why does this matter? It matters because it reflects how central artificial intelligence and the digital economy have become to national competitiveness. In South Korea's presidential system, the president nominates the prime minister, who must be confirmed by the National Assembly. The PM assists the president and oversees government ministries, but executive power rests largely with the president. So what exactly changed? The nomination of a tech executive as PM signals a shift towards an AI and technology-led growth agenda. This is a significant development, and one that has implications for India's own digital governance and AI ambitions. First, let us consider the implications of this nomination for India-South Korea ties. A tech-focused leadership in Seoul could deepen India-Korea cooperation in semiconductors, electronics manufacturing, and AI, areas central to India's own industrial strategy. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India could potentially benefit from increased cooperation with South Korea in these areas, and that this could have a positive impact on India's own economic development. Now, let us turn to the UPSC relevance of this development. Note this carefully. South Korea nominated Ha Seong-suk, the former Naver CEO, as Prime Minister on 7 June 2026. Remember this number, 2015, the year when India and South Korea established a special strategic partnership. Also, recall that India and South Korea have a Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, which was signed in 2010. South Korea is also part of India's Act East policy outreach. Moving on to the main's angels, there are two key areas to consider. First, under GS to bilateral relations, examine the scope for deepening India-South Korea cooperation in semiconductors, technology, and defense under the Special Strategic Partnership. Second, under GS to comparative governance, discuss what the elevation of a technology executive to the premiership signals about AI-led national strategies and the lessons for India. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CEPA between India and South Korea was signed in 2010, and South Korea is part of India's Act East policy outreach. The nomination of Ha Seong-suk as Prime Minister is subject to a National Assembly confirmation hearing. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development has significant implications for your preparation, particularly in terms of understanding the importance of artificial intelligence and the digital economy in national competitiveness. The nomination of a tech executive as PM in South Korea is a clear signal that these areas are going to be critical in the years to come, and that India needs to be prepared to compete in these areas. In the end, this development highlights the growing importance of technology and artificial intelligence in national competitiveness, and the need for India to develop its own capabilities in these areas in order to remain competitive on the global stage. The nomination of Ha Seong-suk as Prime Minister of South Korea is a significant development that has far-reaching implications for India's own economic development and strategic position.